मुकुंदमाला स्तोत्र वर्स 26 तत्त्वं ब्रुवणानि परं परस्ता मधुक्षरन्तीव मूदावहानि प्रावर्तय प्राञ्जलैरस्मिजिह्वे नामानि नारायण गोचराणि तत्त्वं ब्रुवणानि इस इंडिकेट्स द तत्त्व विच इज द तत्त्व परं परस्ता इस ट्रांसेंडेंटल टू ट्रांसेंडेंस. So, beyond the material world, transcendental to material world, is the truth of Brahman. But beyond Brahman, transcendental even to Brahman, is the truth of Bhagavan. So, the holy names of Krishna indicate that truth, ultimate absolute truth, which is transcendental to transcendence. Param Parastan. Madhukshyaranti Iva Mudavahani. Mudavahani means that that which brings joy. Avahani, like vahan, is that which carries. So avahani is that which brings. So muda, it brings joy. And what kind of joy? Madhukshyarantiva. It is as if there is a delicious item which is dripping with honey. So Kulshikarma is saying that just as if we got a delicious sweet item dripping with honey, that would give so much joy. Similarly, the holy name gives joy like that. The combination of these two points is very significant, because normally to understand the tattva, the truth of material existence, especially the paratattva, one has to give up all joys of this world and become completely detached and indifferent to worldly pleasures and concomitantly worldly pains. And then by that stoic equanimity towards all pleasures and pains, gradually one can attain Brahman realization. So, once one attains Brahman realization, there is certainly some level of joy at realizing oneself as the Atma, Satchitananda. But the process, which involves withdrawal from all material pleasures, is quite onerous. But in contrast to this process of Jnana and Yoga, which involves withdrawal from material existence, and so which involves some difficulty and pain, the process of chanting the holy names is right from the beginning. Madhukshyaranti vamudavahani. So sukham kartam avyam, as the Bhagavad Gita says, joyfully performed. So on one side, the holy name takes us beyond Brahman. Takes us to Paratparatattva. On the other side, it is actually much easier, much more joyful in the process of Jnana and Yoga, which also takes us only to Brahman. So in this way, the process is easier and it takes us higher. So there's a double advantage. And therefore, when there's such a wonderful double advantage, why should anyone not take shelter of this process? But somehow we have a great aversion to chanting the holy names, and therefore Kulshekhar Maharaj in this verse is praying not so much to Krishna but to his own tongue. Saying, my dear tongue, please see sense. Please give up your nonsense desire to chant other names. Please see sense. And pravartaya pranjali rasmi jivhe. I am folding my hands before you and begging you. Please see sense. Namani narayana gocharani. O tongue, please chant the holy names of Lord Narayana. This is my request to you. So in this way, by the holy name, we can easily and joyfully get that which is very difficult to get, and that which is only partially got by other paths. So when we remind ourselves that the holy chanting of the holy name may appear a simple process, but the seeming simplicity conceals an extraordinary glory, and when we focus on that glory, then we can actually put aside our laziness, our willingness to just let the mind go here and there, and we will get the determination to focus on the holy name. So we can also pray to Krishna, pray to our mind, pray to our holy name, pray to the tongue. Ultimately, the object of all prayer is Krishna. But the despair of the heart of a devotee to take shelter of the holy name is revealed by him offering prayers to anything and everything. Please help me in chanting the holy names. So the tongue is non-living, but in the despair to chant the holy name and take shelter of Krishna thereby,
he's praying,
please, O tongue, cooperate, please help me, please help me chant. I fold my hands before you, I pray to you. And in this way, when Krishna sees the sincere and intense desire of the heart of a devotee, Krishna blesses the devotee with taste in chanting. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.